Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We got to talk more Browns and more Browns draft, and there's nobody better to break it all down as we go out. The Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. For Cleveland.com, you might know him by Coach Riz, or you might know him by Lance Reisland. He joins us now. Lance, how's it going, man?
Good, Jake. How are you tonight, buddy?
We are we're doing very good. As I look up and see the Cavs, I have Shedeur Sanders on my roster. We ignore the Guardians tonight, and now we have a good feeling. It's a good time around the city, so I have zero complaints.
Yeah, absolutely. The Cavs tonight, oh my goodness, that first quarter onslaught was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, starting off a game, I think up, 35-8, not a really bad way to start it.
Absolutely.
But as we look to the Browns here, we're obviously going to get into some of the nitty-gritty pick-by-pick, the decision to sort of double up on certain positions in the draft. But as you look at it as a whole, a couple days removed, what's your overall feeling coming away as looking at the Browns in the 2025 draft?
Well, you know, I particularly like the draft. And, the Sanders pick at the end is a little shocking, just, you know, how it panned out, the whole thing. And there's a lot of things that go into that. But the draft itself I'd like. And I thought two things kind of stuck out to me. One is they're going back to stopping the run and running the football. And that happened with who they not only took at running back, but who they took at tight end. And then the second thing I really liked is they added production over potential. And I think that's really, really important because I think sometimes the Browns, you know, you take these guys with elite traits, and those guys are important too. But sometimes you just got to take good football players. And you're looking at four guys that were conference MVPs for that, you know, that they drafted. And that's really big because those are guys who make plays. They're the best players in their conference. And I think that's really important that you get guys who are productive. And, you know, these guys also have some physical traits, but I like where they went. I like the fact that they said, you know, we're going to get guys who make plays. And I've always said it's players over plays. And I think it was a really successful draft with that. And, you know, I think they got tougher. Those Graham, Schlesinger, and Junkins tell me they want to get a little bit tougher. I want to see that in practice now. But I really, really thought they did a really nice job of saying, you know, we're committed to run the football. We're committed to stopping the run. And then we're going to get a couple playmakers. And then we're going to go with guys who are productive. I thought it was a pretty solid draft.
So, obviously, the big takeaway, I think, for just about everybody is you walk away, as you mentioned, the two quarterbacks, Dylan Gabriel at 94, and then at 144, you walk away with Shedeur Sanders. What do you sort of make of the decision to take the two quarterbacks where you did? A potential good decision for the Browns, or you think one that might leave the quarterback room with more questions than it does answers this year?
Well, you know, the quarterback position, as we all know, is a crapshoot. And no matter who evaluates them, you know, there's certain things we can't measure. We can't measure the it factor. And whatever that it factor is in terms of taking care of your body, how you react when you move, money, all those things tie into it. So that's why it's such a crapshoot, because it's such a complex position. Now, for me, not many people think highly of Dylan Gabriel. I do. And the reason why is because I think he does a couple things that really tie into what Stefanski likes to do. One is he's really good off play action, his ability to throw on the run. He's very accurate with the level concept that Stefanski likes to run. The other thing he does very well in the empty set when Stefanski likes to get in 12 personnel, is he does a really nice job of getting rid of the football. And when you throw for 18,000 yards and you have 155 touchdowns and you do it at places like Oklahoma and Oregon, you're a good football player. Now, the height thing, that's a legit thing. The size is for me is more an issue than the height. Quarterbacks don't throw over top of linemen. That never happens. Those linemen are all 6'6", 6'7". They were all 6'6", 6'7", at Oregon. But they do throw through lanes. And I see him, he really does a nice job of throwing through lanes, throwing on time, and he doesn't hold the football. And I think with 12 personnel, I think that's going to help him. Now, with Sanders, you know, he's a crapshoot because I think football-wise, he's an absolute talent. But he's also a celebrity. And with celebrity status comes a lot of non-football stuff. And my dad always taught me, when we go to practice, when things happen, we want to think about football and how to get better at football. And it kind of goes back to when Watson got here. For so long, none of us, weren't talking about football. We were talking about what Deshaun did off the field. And that takes away from football. So that would be my only take. Now, Sanders was my number one quarterback just because his anticipation and his accuracy. But now that you have him in the fifth round, is he treated like a fifth rounder or is he treated like a celebrity? And that'll be an interesting take, to say the least. But I think both are super talented. I really like Dillon Gabriel a lot more than most just because of that ability to get rid of the football, that accuracy, and he doesn't hold it. And that's, I think, important in terms of setting up that offense to stay ahead of the stick so you're not second and 10 all the time.
Lance, as we look at nobody has the true answer to this, obviously, other than the guys sitting in the war room and making the picks. But as we look at it, having drafted Dillon Gabriel, getting to that spot, and then trading up and making what to a lot of people is a little bit of a confusing move, how much of a say do we think Jimmy Haslam potentially has on a pick like that? Or is that fully Barry, indicative of what he's done in the past, doubling up like that and making what a lot of people would consider a risky or baffling move?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, you saw them clap, and it didn't look like they were very excited. But, you know, when did they take that picture? When, you know, there's a lot of things that tie into that. I don't buy into that they had nothing to do with the pick. You know, there's a lot to be said. They're numbers people, right? They really like the idea of value. And when you get to the fifth round and you got a guy who was high on your board in terms of skill and skill set, do you get to that point where you, with quarterbacks, especially since they've done such a – I don't want to say – they haven't had a lot of success, let's just say that, in terms of who they've gotten at quarterback, who they've drafted at skill positions as a whole, in my opinion. So I don't think it's a bad idea to go out and get a guy who is a potential first-round pick, who a lot of us, including myself, thought was a first-rounder, and now you get him in the fifth. So it's kind of a – now, the only thing that comes with that is he's not your normal fifth, right? He's a guy that he's going to be expected to play. If he doesn't play, there's going to be a circus around it. So there's going to be some things with it. I always tell the thing that sticks with me is that when they had a chance to take both guys at 94, they chose Dillon Gabriel. And that should tell you kind of what they think of Dillon Gabriel and what they think that he can be in Stefanski's offense. It's also kind of, for me, like it tells me that they are really going back to what Stefanski does very well. And for me, that's a good thing for Browns fans because he's a guy, he's a really good play caller, and more importantly, he's a really good play designer. And within that, once again, and you and I have talked about it, the quarterbacks that maybe don't have the highest ceiling seem to be really successful with Kevin Stefanski. And Dillon Gabriel would fall into that. He has some limitations, but what he does well is what Stefanski really does well in his offense. So, the excitement at 94 for him, for Stefanski, you could see that. And I think it's important because I think he's, you know, now he's got the keys back, and I think he thinks he's got a guy that can run it.
Lance Reisen, Cleveland.com, with us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Obviously, adding the two quarterbacks, I think that you could look at a lot of teams, they add two quarterbacks, and you might, you know, sort of think nothing of it and say, oh, well, we'll just roster those two guys. One of them will probably eventually fade out. Obviously, the interesting thing with the Browns now is you have Flacco, Pickett, and the two rookies, all of which you've acquired this offseason. Is the quarterback room overcrowded now?
Well, if you look at it, I mean, obviously early on that's going to be helpful because they're going to have...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're going to have to figure out how they're going to score points because they still don't have a ton of talent on the outside. However, if you ask me a guy who I think could be in trouble, I think it would be Pickett. And the reason why is because I think that Flacco knows the offense, so he's going to have a little bit of a head start, especially with certain concepts. He doesn't have to walk through or learn the plays. He's going to know some of them. And obviously, they have a lot invested in Gabriel, and then you have a first-round talent that you got in the fifth round. So, you know, how are they going to judge that, especially if that call came from above Barry, which none of us will ever know. I don't think we'd ever know. So I think the guy that's going to have to really play well early is Kenny Pickett, which I think he can. He's another guy that doesn't have a super high ceiling, but those guys seem to be really good with Stefanski. So it's going to be very interesting. The thing that I like about it, regardless of who they keep, I think it's important that the Browns are competitive and have an edge with them in practice this year. You know, last couple years, I get the opportunity to go down there every single day, and all those positions were kind of locked in. And when you're locked into a position, sometimes you get stagnant. And when you watch the Browns play, they're, especially during camp, they need to have a little bit of attitude and a little bit of edge. So I think the fact that the quarterback position is going to be competitive, maybe that'll kind of transfer to everybody else. Hey, we gotta fight for our spots, and maybe there'll be some chippiness. Maybe there'll be some camp fights. You know, if they're not, you know, having a little bit of chippiness and edginess on the fifth or sixth day of camp is not a bad thing. It tells you that people are irritated because they've been hitting each other. I think that's important that the Browns get back. If they're going to go back to the fancy scheme, then they got to go back to being a little bit more physical.
Looking away from the quarterback position now, Lance, two running backs here in the form of Quinshon Judkins and Dylan Sampson. What does that signal for Nick Chubb?
It doesn't look good for Nick Chubb. Unfortunately, you know, I try to stay true to how I feel and true to what I learned from people like you and the people I work with on, you know, how the NFL works. And there's not a lot of room for, fairy book end to story endings in football, right? He's 30 years, you know, it's 30 plus. He's had multiple injuries. And then they go out and draft two backs. They say Junkin's going to be the bell cow. Now, could he be in the mix? Absolutely. And I don't count out Nick Chubb at all. But Nick Chubb is one of the few guys that I kind of have a sentimental feeling for some reason. You know, watching him practice as a coach, he's the biggest joy. You know, that guy, when he was at his prime, he practiced like he was fighting for a job. He's your coach's dream. He's first in every line. He's first in every drill. He finishes every run. He never takes a play off. He's always quiet. He does his job. He's not a rah-rah guy. He's just like he's like a coach's dream. So you hope the best for a guy like that. And he does represent Cleveland, but with a 53-man roster, it doesn't seem like that. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. Whatever happens, you wish the best for a guy like Nick Chubb. Guys like that are guys you root for, regardless if they're on your team or not.
As we look at just the room as it is right now, you obviously have the two rookies. You had Jerome Ford, who performed probably above expectation last year, I think is a fair way to put that. Is that in overlaps? Is that an overcrowded room sort of at the running back position? Or could the Browns still utilize the two running backs and Ford there and do it all effectively?
Well, I think they can, because first of all, in the NFL, it's a brutal game, right? And you need – this is not the – bell cow now means 10 to 15 carries. That's not like it was 15 years ago where you're getting 30 carries. Bell cow now means 15, 10 to 15 carries. That second guy still is going to get a lot of carries, especially on those early downs. Now, for me, the Browns, in essence, have now had three new backs. And people say, what do you mean by that? Well, not only to get Junkins and Sampson, but they also now, Ford now goes to what he's best at. So I think he was overused, and I think it was, he's not an every down back, but now that he goes more to a third down back, I think he can have a lot of success because he is a home run hitter. He's very good out of the backfield. He's very knowledgeable. He's pretty solid in pass protection. So now you have him in a role that not only is, it's not a lighter role, but it's a role he can star in. And no matter what your role is, if you can star in that role, so the role he was in last year as being the every down back, it kind of took away from what he can star in, which I think is as a third down back, which is in the NFL, third down and red zone is vital. So I think that's a very important thing. So I do think they need, you know, 3 to 4 backs is, in the NFL is not a crazy thing because it's such a physical game, and these guys don't hit anymore in practice. So the acclimation period, that's where all these injuries are happening, in my opinion, because there's no acclimation. So you do need 3 or 4 backs just because you know there's going to be some injuries.
We go through it, and Lance, you said you liked the draft. I'm surely lower on the draft than you were. I didn't hate it, but I didn't think it was incredible. Mostly because I look at it and see a couple of key positions that just weren't addressed as a whole. I think offensive line, you're probably still a little shallow on, although that's the lesser of it for me, because I look at wide receiver and think, I got Jerry Jeudy and a dart throw on Cedric Tillman, and that's about all I'm looking at right now. Is that something that should have been addressed in the draft, or something that they can survive going without, like you said, sort of transitioning to what's likely to be more of a run-heavy offense?
Well, there's two things. One is they got Harold Fannin, and I think Harold Fannin was an outstanding. You're talking about a guy who had 117 receptions, and his best games were against Penn State and Texas A&M. So you're talking about, like I said, he had 1,500 yards receiving, 117 catches. But what he does for Kevin Stefanski is that he gives him 12 personnel. So now if you're in 12 personnel, I think they think highly of Tillman. And I, to be honest with you, when he's healthy, I think highly of him. He's a big, strong kid who can play that outside one. Jeudy can do a bunch of different things. Now, if you're in 12 personnel, Fannin now becomes a slot. And what 12 personnel does for Kevin Stefanski is that it allows him to dictate what the defense puts in the game. So if those guys, he goes 12 and the defense goes regular with 3 linebackers, they can throw the ball and create mismatches with those tight ends and the outside guys. If the team decides to go nickel, they can put those tight ends in line and run the ball a little bit against that nickel, against the, you know, the lesser backer in there. So Kevin Stefanski, that's what that play design does, and that's what he's really good at, finding that. He's kind of like Schwartz on defense. That 12 personnel allows him to find, in 13 as well, but obviously they're not super deep at tight end. So 12 personnel, I think, will be the focus, and it allows Kevin to say, you know what, I'm going to put 12 in, you put in what you want to do defensively, and then I'll adjust to that. And that really is going to help him because that's where his play design, I think, is very good. That being said, that means you don't have to have, maybe don't need that third receiver. I think they're, you know, they just signed Deontay Johnson, but I think they're high on Tillman, and obviously we know Judy's pretty good, so I think that's the initial thought. The Junkins, you got Fannin, you got the deep backfield. The offensive line is going to be better because the offensive line is going to be doing what they do best and not what they did last year, so they'll be better. Now, they are older, but those guys are going to get back to being physical, and that's going to help them.
Again, Lance Rides and Cleve.com with us on the hotline. Lance, I'll get you out of here at this. As you go and you look at the draft, we've talked about a lot of these guys, but is there one that stood out to you as sort of the guy that immediately makes the impact, makes the difference, and stands out to you as the guy that you like the most? Maybe not just by talent, but by fit and an impact that might be a little underrated.
Oh, there's no, well, even though people were, I like Travis Hunter too, but even though it's not really a sleeper, it's Mason Graham. And Mason Graham is one of those picks. When you watch him on film, as an offense coordinator, a defensive end, you can't always block him, but you can create a plan for him. When you have a great corner like Travis Hunter, you can stay away from him. When you get that inside interior three technique, when he is like a Mason Graham, and he is not only, he's a three down guy, so he can anchor in there at 300 pounds, take on double teams, keep those backers clean. That's the first thing he's going to do. But then he's so talented, he can move out to that B gap and he can rush like a speed rusher. So he gives you what he is, in my opinion, he's a uprated, a better version of Dalvin Thompson. And losing Dalvin Thompson, I thought, was a huge loss because Thompson does a great job of occupying space. So now you get a guy not only occupies space, but he also can rush the passer. And the thing about Mason Graham is he's a wrestler. So you think about Schlesinger, he's tough. Walk-on, Junkins is tough. So that first three picks told me toughness. And Graham is immediately going to bring an edge to that defensive line of nastiness. Wrestlers, to me, are the toughest humans in the world. So, you know, when I was coaching, you get a wrestler out in their football field, and they're just really, really tough. Then you get a wrestler with super talent like Mason Graham. That's why he's a fifth pick. So when they traded down, I had a feeling they were going to go with Graham, and I was really excited about it because you win from the inside out. And Mason Graham now, and Schlesinger's very good too. Now they have, now that middle of that defense is really good, and they're going to have to play great defense because their offense is going to struggle a little bit.
Lance, I always appreciate the insight. Always good talking to you, and I appreciate you setting aside the time to sit down and have the talk.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jake. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Yep, absolutely, Lance. Again, Lance Reisland, Coach Riz of Cleveland.com with us there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Always good stuff out of Coach Riz. We'll react to what he had to say as well when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.